Here, I speak on behalf of DKA Austria, ECPAT International, Down to Zero Alliance, and the Human Rights Clinics of UFMG and PUC Paraná. And we will address our suggestion on Article 8 as follows. On Article 8.1, we support Palestine's proposal to this article to alter, adopt such measures as may be necessary to ensure that their domestic law provides for, reverting to the language used in the third draft. And we also support Palestine's proposal to including joint and several liability and action or omissions. Additionally, we also support the proposals from Brazil, Egypt, Colombia, and Mexico to add end violations after human rights abuses on Article 8.1. On 8.2 chapeau, we recommend deleting as appropriate to the circumstances and consistent with its domestic legal and administrative systems. On 8.2a, we suggest adding particular children and people in vulnerable situations after victims and to effect adequate and prompt before remedies. We also support Colombia's proposal to add our violations. Furthermore, we support the same proposal from Brazil on 8.3a and b. We also suggest replacing counseling the commission of human rights abuses with attempting, financing, participating, or contribution to any acts or omissions that result in the commission of human rights abuses or violations. This will foster a more comprehensive scope of the provision. Within the topic of legal liability, we also recommend adding a new article with the following wording. Neither the use nor the availability of company operational grievance mechanisms or similar non-judicial mechanisms shall forfeit victims' rights to access courts or the potential legal liability of business enterprises. Additionally, we propose to reinstate Article 8.5 from the third draft with the addition of availability of assets after financial security. Lastly, we proposed reinstating Article 8.7 from the third draft and adding through acts of or omissions after contribution, as well as or violations after human rights abuses. It would read then, human rights due diligence shall not automatically absolve a legal or natural person conducting business activities from liability for causing a contribution to act or omissions to human rights abuses or violations or failing to prevent abuse or violation by a natural or legal person. I thank you.